Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Here's today's poem. It's called Love's Power. Love's power. Love never fails. It can't. It has no enemies. So powerful, it forgives, overlooks wrongs suffered, and never adds up any evil. It's pure, patient, and kind, refuses to be jealous, not quick to take offense, and joyfully celebrates honesty, never takes failure as defeat, and never stops loving. The fruit of a life of pure motives, graced and empowered with love. Here's the reflection. Whenever I ask anyone about how they feel when they read 1 Corinthians 13, most confess they are seriously challenged. That's probably an understatement. The whole subject of love is something we all aspire to. 1 Corinthians 13 is a summary of the outworking or the fruit love bears. When a person reads through the list, or they allow the list to read their life, instinctively the list is checked off. The person assesses how many they can relate to as working in their life. Here's the thing. We often try to work these great characteristics and attributes into our lives and miss the mark of finding love. Look at it this way. When you find love and function in it, 1 Corinthians 13 is the fruit your life will exhibit. This doesn't work the other way around. I will use the analogy of an apple. An apple doesn't have to try to be an apple. It is one. When you love, you don't have to try to be patient or forgiving. You just naturally do it. Scripture states God is love. 1 John 4, verse 8 in the New King James Version. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. There is a teaching out there that says if you are busy loving people or being loved to them, then you are likened to being God to them. This is false teaching. The power of love is confirmed and demonstrated by its fruit. When Jesus was asked the question about the greatest commandments, here's his answer. It's found in Matthew 22, verses 36 through to 40. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The interesting part of his reply is the last sentence. This last sentence really puts everything into perspective. When you love God's way, then you move into a place where there is no law against love, because love fulfills all the laws. This is a life-transforming revelation. Can you imagine not having to try being anything because you are it? Like my apple analogy, imagine an apple trying to become a banana. Here's some questions. 1. Be honest with yourself and write a list of all the attributes of love listed in 1 Corinthians 13 you would love to be. Have you ever had a revelation of the truths from the scripture in Matthew 22:36-40? 3. How does it feel to know when you have God's love permeating in your heart? You don't have to try to be loving, you just are loving. Here's some more scripture translations of the same verse. The verse is Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. And the first one here is the Passion Translation. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy, because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Check out the other two that I've got here on the list, and it's just an interesting expose of that whole verse. Okay, that's it for today, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.